The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Give This with Tony Martin and Fifi Pox.
Ed, whenever Fifi comes in, there's usually been some massive disaster.
No, it's not. Nothing's good in my life at the moment, like nothing.
Don't tell us about it yet. Just give us some sizzle. What have you got?
I've got hire car disaster.
I think you've already done that one a couple of times this year. We're going to find Ed Cavalli a new flatmate.
Yeah.
Not a fictional flatmate for a sketch, but
a real...
You need a real flatmate.
Real-life flatmate.
Yeah.
A lot of criteria, though, so it's going to be hard to find.
There's vetting to be done.
So much vetting. Also going to find out about the man who's gone to jail for putting photos of his penis on cars.
What has Richard Marsland done now? Oh, that was cheap.
Penis on cars.
No more cheap jokes on today's show.
No more jokes about Marsland.
No way. It's all coming up on Get This, where today Ed Cavalli is going to sing all the songs himself.
Night sad. Never reach to the end.
Feeling better, Fifi?
Something or other.
We'll get your flatmate
out. All right, let's get started, shall we? That's you two. Still not found what they're looking for. Good morning. Welcome to Get This. Good afternoon. Good evening. Depends where you're standing. Let's get the mouths working before we start talking to the nation, shall we? Mm. We've done our warm-ups. A little old lady was mutilated late last night. That's a good one. Try that in your car. It's myself, Tony Martin. We've got Ed Cavalli on board.
Hola.
Can we have some fake applause for Fifi Box?
That's too kind.
And Fifi, you know Richard Marsland used to work on your show.
Oh, I love Richard Marsland. He's one of my favourite people in the whole world.
And that's what you call him, is it?
Yes.
Richard Marsland.
Marsland.
I like that because it's respectful.
Yeah.
And so Spandau Marsland.
Spandau Marsland. Some people call him Toto for no reason. Oh, don't!
Got voice recognition. This station has voice recognition. So if anyone even utters a T and an O together somewhere, that will start playing. And a man with a xylophone wanders out.
Hey, I've got some theme music for Fifi Box. Here it is.
There you go.
That's just what you need. Just coming out of your belt as you get around the streets.
Out of your belt.
I know, I do. Yeah. And I don't, like, right now, I'm not coping. I'm not coping because it's early morning, and I was just telling Ed, I really believe that I've got sort of daylight-saving jet lag.
Oh, really?
I'm not meant for this time zone. Well, I have to go back. I know, and that doesn't make sense. I have to be in here at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. There's no reason for me to have jet lag. But it all started on Sunday when I was flying to the Arias.
Yes.
And I missed my flight. I rocked up at the airport for my 10 o'clock flight and
oh,
I said...
Oh, missed a flight? Okay, give it one.
I said, I'm sorry, Miss Box, it's 10 past 10, you've missed your flight. Couldn't get on another flight. I was on standby for 3 hours. So I eventually turned up to the Arias. Then yesterday...
Can I cut in here, Fifi, very quickly? Did you see Axel's gear?
No, I wasn't watching. Marty saw Axel's gear.
He saw his gear.
He saw the Axel and the white head.
He saw it.
But that was the, you know, I watched video hits for years and years. And without seeing the incident, it's probably some of Axel's best work.
For once, he wasn't dressed up like his guests.
He wasn't dressed up as a pimp to interview the Black Eyed Peas. Until we got to see the real Axel, unplugged, unpanted.
Okay, so you weren't involved in that disaster.
Wasn't involved in that one. But then, yesterday, I was on my way to Channel 7 Sunrise in the morning.
Yes.
Very, very early. Now, I got there... did my bit, then hailed a taxi, went to the airport, flew into Melbourne, decided I'll hire a hire car in Melbourne because I'm here for a while.
Okay.
Was hiring a hire car, and as she was explaining the sort of car I could get, I went for the Holden Barina.
Right.
$27 a day, very reasonable.
Bargain.
But as I was looking, I said, gee, that's very much like my Festiva. Oh, that's right. I drove my car to Sunrise this morning. Now sitting in a clear way in Martin Place in the CBD.
It probably isn't, though.
No, it's long gone.
It's already been crushed into a tiny cube by now.
I've rung my girlfriend and said, can you please just leave work to a drive-by and see how my car's going? It's not there.
checking it out, I'm assuming.
No, she wasn't. But then I'm in my high car yesterday and I was stuck in traffic and I stopped the car. I needed to reverse to do a parallel park and I couldn't get it into reverse. And I've looked down and it's some sort of weird contraption where the reverse isn't where it's supposed to be. So I've rung Marty because I've got cars honking me.
Good idea.
I've got everyone on the footpath watching me. I've rung Marty and said, Marty, well, I can't actually get the car into reverse. I've like near tears. And he's like, okay, calm down. Lift it up. And then pull it down. There's some sort of lift contraption.
Yeah, those Holdens have that.
So I was flustered, frustrated. I got to work yesterday afternoon. Then I've turned the keys off, got out of the car, and there was a beeping. And I'm like, what is that? The headlights aren't on. Don't know what's going on. Anyway, I got out of the car and left the beeping. Obviously, when I finished the shift last night, car dead.
Oh,
not
the
quite
lights.
Sure.
Oh.
What?
The lights.
I kept flicking the light button.
And it's telling you.
But
what are you doing, you idiot? Look, you've left this on. What? They rent me to bark.
So the hire car is out in the front. I've got a taxi here this morning. So I've got my car somewhere stuck in Sydney. Okay. I've got a hire car stuck outside the studio here. I can't drive either.
And then you come in and you find you're doing a show with me and Ed Cavalier. There's your punchline. But those cars with the beeping, because my car was written off on the 6th of the 6th.
Yeah.
And so I've got some fancy new car, and it just will not stop nagging.
Why, what's it beep
you
about?
You kidding? You haven't put the seatbelt on immediately, and it's going you, and you might have left a light on.
Yeah.
Maybe you've put Toto on by mistake. It's beeping and squeaking and nagging.
Why don't they invent cars that say what's wrong with them? You know, like it's like having a cat because it's just all it's got is meow, and so you have to try and guess.
Aren't there cars that do that?
Your door is open. You know, those
that's
sort of ones.
There should be. Can you customize the voice?
Oh,
maybe you get Sam Worthing to do. You know,
how would that be? So you get in, and instead of saying you've left your lights on, it says,
"Yeah, the lights are still on, but nobody's home."
Was that Sam Worthington or Sam Johnson?
It's Sam Worthington. That's Macbeth. Give him a bit of Macbeth.
Unsex me here. That dagger I see before me, one of them daggers of the mind.
There you go. That's acting.
That is acting central.
You're okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad you've made it in one piece, though, Phoebe.
I know. I'm surprised I'm here. So, all uphill from here.
Yeah, I
surely.
Remember. Last time you came
all uphill
in.
Uphill or downhill?
No, uphill.
No, that's good. That's considered that good.
What? I thought downhill is better. You don't want to go uphill.
No, downhill's fun.
If you're running, uphill's no good.
But as a metaphor for life, uphill's where you want to be, Ed. I think you're fine. Have another sandwich. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'll get this.
That's Jet. Put your money where your mouth is.
Let's get this around the nation. We've got Fifi Box with us. And we are, of course, once again brought to you by the van of the year. That'd be the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Oh. Kim Beazley likes to get around in the Vito. So many people saying, you know, where can we get that music?
That's great music.
It's the theme from a movie called The Taking of Pelham 123.
Easier way to get it is to go to our Wikipedia page, and all the way down the bottom, someone may or may not have put a slightly dodgy link to it.
Oh, okay.
Which we may or may not endorse.
Yeah, that's right.
I love how active Wikipedia people are.
Oh, have you been to your page?
No, I haven't for a while.
Well, it's been taken down, but
our
producer Nikki printed it out last Friday.
Why do they take it down?
What they do is they
work on it.
Monitor. Yeah.
Well, there's two competing factions on Wikipedia.
Oh, really?
There's the vandals who we encourage and love.
Oh.
Yeah, and then there's the kind of moderators.
Gotcha.
Which I don't know who they are, but they hate fun.
And there's never enough.
They seem to hate libel, and they seem totally against defamatory comments, many of which appear on our page. Here's what it said on your page all of last Friday. Fifi Box is an Australian radio broadcaster currently hosting the hit show The Shebang on the Triple M radio network. Sitting on Marty Sheargold's lap. Sadly, no picture to prove this. And when I say shebang, I, of course, mean in all states except South Australia.
That's right.
That's a beautiful piece of Wikipedia vandalism because there's a really obvious stuff. But that's a good one, because you might read that sentence and just sort of get to the end and go, oh, yeah, and then you have to come back.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
go,
yeah.
Did I just read that? And beautiful. He doesn't actually make me sit in his lap every day.
Mm. Is that right?
It's only occasionally. So there are some days I may not be... Occasions. Some days he gets me to pull up a bit of carpet and sit with my legs crossed while he teaches me how to do radio.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sit at the feet of the master.
Oh, I haven't... this bloke here...
Can you do your Marty impersonation?
I don't think I've ever done a Marty impersonation.
No,
you keep saying that.
Your Mick Molloy's very good, and all of your Alan Jones and all those are good, but I think your Marty's good as well.
Can I tell you just quickly on that? Someone the other day, some member of senior management was in a meeting with Marty, and he started... accidentally slipped into his impersonated Marty, but forgot that Marty was in the room.
Oh. Did I do that?
No, it was a senior management.
It was a biff.
It was,
you don't want to get on the wrong side of Marty. No.
Not here in management.
I don't know. I just remember him coming on this show and saying, mainlining? About 20 times one day. I can't remember why.
You do it a lot. You impersonate him a lot. But it sounds great.
I've got this annoying habit of... when I'm trying to explain to someone what someone else has said, I'll just kind of do their voice without thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And it sounds sort of show-offy, but it's just a habit that I've got into.
No.
So as soon as I have to describe something Mick Molloy said, it always begins with, mate. And then you're stuck in that groove for the rest of the day. Someone here, Steen Walker, has been regularly vandalising Marty and Fifi's pages.
Good work, Steen.
What's he doing?
He says, go there and check it out, and you go there and it's already been taken down.
Oh, really? The moderators.
So he said, can't get any luck there. The shebang page is locked, so I'm going over to see... Richard Marsland.
Good idea.
Good news.
AKA Toto. And I'm going, oh, don't you dare! That is enough of that. And that bloke who wanted the Kim Beazley... there's so many people who wanted the Beazley theme. Luke says he saw Beazley the other day. He says he's looking quite slim. He's actually losing a bit of weight. Theme music may no longer be appropriate.
Uh-oh.
He suspects anorexia fears.
Oh, no.
So he's written into the New Weekly. Party insiders have reported a boob dent, says
Well done, Steen. Talking our language. Richard Marsland's Wikipedia page is unlocked.
What's going on?
So let's get started,
it's
people.
It's open for business.
All the nicknames have been taken down. You know who I'm talking to. That dude, Goosey, or whatever his name is. Stop it. Let
how does the how does the moderator know that the nicknames aren't valid? Why is he not...
Good point, Fifi.
Thank you.
Mm.
Well said.
Unless the moderator... is an ardent listener.
Or is Richard Marsland.
The Marslandator.
The moderator is within the team.
There's 2,500 nicknames on there, and I think there's an alphabetical list from the link.
Is there?
There's a link at the bottom of the page taking you to an alphabetized list of supposed nicknames.
Richard, have you been changing your page? Have you been?
I wouldn't even know how to...
Because some of the wording of the stuff on your page is, don't you reckon, Ed?
A little bit nasty.
Like
suspect.
It's got, Richard is a seasoned theatre sports performer. Who would have put seasoned? I can understand, I can accept that someone went along to the theatre sports one night and saw Richard Marsland and then went to Wikipedia and went, oh, he was in theatre sports, but putting the word seasoned in there.
I'm not seasoned, I've done two seasons. That's not seasoned. It's like maybe a smattering.
Like the word swarthy. You know, there's
that. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is they don't put photos up, do they? Wikipedia. Or
if you look up caftan.
Don't.
On Wikipedia, someone's put pictures from our Saturday caftan day. They've pinched them from our website and added them to the Wikipedia definition for caftan. And someone has told me to check out my page has been locked. But it's one of those ones that's been locked with something still on there.
Yes.
Oh, really?
So I'm copying it at the moment on Wikipedia for referring in my book, Lolly Scramble, still available for Christmas, to the Melway, you know, the street directory in Melbourne, as the Melways. But everyone calls it the Melways. You go, chuck us the Melways. You don't say, chuck us the Melway.
What's your
No, it's definitely plural.
What's going on?
Well, it's one of those things where you go, well, do I do the accurate way, or do I just do the way everyone says?
Exactly.
Knowing you, Tone, the accurate way, bro.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. So I don't reckon you'd be up till midnight doing it.
It's my own fault.
Yeah.
Brought it upon myself. Enough about Wikipedia vandalism. I'm sure nobody's actually still listening. What about those US attack ads in the elections? Have you seen what they do over there?
I haven't. What do they do?
They have a go at you. The best one ever was that John Kerry one from the last election. And they were saying John Kerry flip-flops. And every time they said that he changed his mind, they had a footage of him on a windsurfer looking really rich and French. And every time he changed his mind, the windsurfer turned around and went the other way.
That's
brilliant.
Good.
Yeah, brilliant.
Matty D on the Pots and Pans taped some of these attack ads on. I think they're on Late Line. Yeah. He is very good. He got these on the ABC last night.
So what kind of man parties with Playboy playmates in lingerie, then films political ads from a church pew?
Bob Corker lives in a 30-room mansion, is worth over $200 million, and owns 6 SUVs.
Ron Kind even spent your tax dollars to pay teenage girls to watch pornographic movies with probes connected to their genitalia. What? Ron Kind pays for sex, but not for soldiers.
Hang on a second.
That can't be.
What?
Are they? They're real ads.
Those are real. I know. It sounds like something from The Simpsons.
It does.
They are real ads.
Teenage girls.
What's this guy been? Who are they talking about? And what has he been caught doing?
I don't know. But
teenage girls. Why would you put that ad in the paper?
What was strapped to genitalia?
Probes.
What?
Are you?
He's paying. Look, I know this is unpleasant, but this is a real ad. He's paying teenage girls to watch pornography. Well, he's got them wired up to his...
For what purpose?
Yeah.
For what purpose?
I don't know, but clearly you wouldn't want to vote for him, says the ad.
Unless...
That's not true.
Yeah.
Mm.
But you can... That's quite scandalous and libelous if they've done those ads and they're not true.
But see, in America, they have different libel laws. Yeah. And pretty much once you're a public figure, you can just say anything you want.
Go to town.
So you can just go, you know, like...
That's a good idea shower. If you're thinking about sitting around having an idea shower, we've gone, right, Marsden's running for office. Mm-hmm. What are we going to say about him?
Oh, I reckon he wise up teenage girls to the internet.
I reckon he makes them watch pornography.
Yeah.
I reckon he forces them to be in Toto cover bands.
There you go.
You need to make things up, though. That's the difference.
But you could do that if you just had written spoken authorised by your cavalry. I'd like some sandwiches, please.
But that's amazing that those laws are so different, because yesterday on the shebang, we had to, every time we mentioned the word Axel Whitehead, we had to say allegedly, just to cover all bases on the off chance Axel might sue us.
Did we do that earlier?
We didn't do that earlier.
Hang on, didn't you?
Thanks for the heads up, Beef.
Just hang on, here we go. Allegedly. Ed, could you?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, just cut those in later.
Brilliant.
So that'll be fine.
That'll be clear for the rest of the show.
All right. What other issues do we have to get to? We got so many emails, and it's good that we've got Fief here. Fief, our second most regular co-host.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Somehow Greg Fleet is...
the most regular.
Yeah. And yet he's the one who turns up the least. Yeah. I don't know how that's happened.
But he lives around the corner.
Yeah, well, so he claims. I did pass a cardboard box in the street this morning going, is that where...
It was creating rhymes and talking about Camus.
That's where I was asked to redirect the checks. It's that box in the street. So we're going to be getting to... Oh, look, there are so many emails, so many we can't read out, so many people are calling in about the mini golf course. And
I was hoping, Tone, that we'd stay on, like, because we did, like, quite a short break at the start.
Oh.
And we were, like, a proper FM show.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, let's try and stick to it. Let's see what it's like. And we busted it.
Are we already
behind? What are we at now?
Oh, I think we're already into the next program.
That's brilliant.
3 to 4 minutes. That's the way, that's the cut through, that's the way it works, Tone.
Yeah.
That's the way we've been forced to do it. Now, Marty and I are actually programmed, and you saw before, I pushed my mic away at 4.5 minutes. Yeah. I'm done.
And we're going, what's she doing? We just finished the introductions.
Walked out, had a cup of tea, had a little nap. Just want to wake her up. Beef. Just got nonsense to talk about.
Rented a couple of cars.
So I wanted to do the free-forming. This is great fun.
Last time Fief came in, remember she was completely nude just with a trench coat.
Yeah,
because she'd lost all her clothes. She'd left all her clothes in a cab interstate.
Lost all
2 weeks
clothes.
That took me to get those clothes back. I wore that cocktail dress for a week.
And then I've got on the shebang 3 weeks later and she's wearing the same gear. And I'm going, oh, what's going on here? And then it's happened again.
She's like Starlet. She's got a uniform.
Yeah, she's like Starlet. Fifi Box, she's so like Starlet. That's what people say. Look, okay, we'll go to some sort of break and we'll get our act together and then we'll be a
proper
FM show coming up next.
Get this.
To the opposite of inspiring, they're cheap, nasty and way below the belt.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Yeah, it's Get This around the nation on, Triple M in most states, but KOFM if you happen to be in Newcastle.
Good for you.
The podcast. Fifi Box is with us.
Oh, yes.
Nothing disastrous has happened to her during the ad break.
No, I'm strapped to my chair, so nothing can.
What about the podcast this week?
How are we looking?
There's
who we got?
So
who we
much
got?
In. You've got a bit of Glenn Robbins.
Oh, Glenny.
There's Wayne Hope. You've got Heath Franklin from Ronnie Johns. You've got Tom Gleisner. You've got Robin Hitchcock, singer-songwriter.
Yep.
There's a huge lineup.
John Howard in the Pacific, yeah. Building Bridges.
Building Bridges, the only way he knows how.
We've crossed the 40-minute barrier.
Have we?
The 40-minute barrier has been broken. Well, we're on our way to the one-hour podcast. Yeah. I don't know. They say the technology can't take
yes.
it.
Yes.
We'll see about that.
That is an A-grade lineup. Tom Gleisner. Wayne Hope, Glenn Robbs. You get great guests on your show.
The Snatto thing.
Oh, there is the Snatto.
Snatto.
There's a tiny touch of Snatto Garro. That's Santo Chilaro.
Oh, yeah.
For
he's in there.
Spelling error buff.
What a lineup.
And, you know, isn't it great that we're running back on time again?
Yeah.
What, with the podcast or with this show?
Ooh. This show, the podcast plug was quite concise.
Yeah.
There's some great stories on that podcast.
Oh, Snatto fans will be happy.
Aren't they, Mr. Downer?
I don't know whether I'd want to bore your listeners with getting into the mechanics of how all these things work, but this these stories are complex stories.
Yeah.
Different things have happened in different cases.
Sure.
And I'm not going to get into any discussion about any of those details.
On time.
I mean, it depends on.
We were running
you know,
to
the,
time.
You have to know all about the details, and I'm simply not going into.
That's the way.
One plums.
Now we're back late again.
Downer,
that
why do we let him in?
I don't know.
We know he's going to do that. Why do we let him in?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Have you got any lookalikes, Fifi?
Do I look alike anyone?
Yeah.
The one person that I get, I get occasional people saying, oh, you look a bit like Helen Hunt.
Oh, yes.
Or a little bit like Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Big long nose.
Yeah.
But the one I've gotten a backup of three times.
Meryl Streep.
You look a bit like, no,
Meryl
I haven't got that.
Streep.
Meryl? You look a bit like Jack Nicholson. I've had that from three different people, unrelated people. Ready, I'll do it for you. Okay, think of the Joker in Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that just looks it's mainly just looks like Fifi smiling there.
Yeah, but see, those
lips. It's not bad.
People.
It's not bad.
They do confine. No, it's just when you smile, it's that sort of big grin. And I've got chunks here in the side. Actually, my nickname at school was Joker Stripe Round Chunk Out. And then by year 12, it just became jokes. But initially, it was Joker Stripe Round Chunk Out because Joker, because I smile like the Joker.
Yes, yeah.
Round, because one ear, Joker Stripe. Stripe, because when I laugh, my nostrils flare and I get these stripes down the side of my nostrils.
Yeah.
Joker Stripe. Round, because one ear is round.
Uh-huh.
And Chunk Out, because the other's got a chunk out of it. I went to this girls' school where they just sat me down. They sat me down at this private girls' school and just went, right, what's wrong with you? Joker Stripe Round Chunk Out, and that's your name.
Did you have the longest nickname? Was there anyone else that had some other things to have
no,
as well?
No, there was Beast.
That's a general comment.
I'm telling you, there was Horse, and then I got
Why
Joker
did you get
Stripe,
Horse?
Because she had a long chin.
Yeah, why the long face?
But look at Richard Marsden, he's so jealous of that long and elaborate nickname. The Joker.
Toto.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
You'll upset jokes. You want to set jokes off? Oh, God. Okay. What are we going to do now? There's so much going on there.
Some music. Yep.
Chunk out. Is there a chunk missing from your ear, Fifi? What happened there?
One's, I think this is the one. See, one's quite round.
Yeah, but what happens on the other one?
The chunk out. I think it was a birth
abnormality. Lunch with Mike Tyson? A birth abnormality.
I think it just came out the canal the wrong way and it sort of squashed my ear.
Yes.
That didn't. Don't like talking about my mum's canal on air.
Yeah, there
stop
we go.
That.
Canal connection.
It's all coming down the Get This Canal. All right, let's get up the canal with some music, shall we? What have we got?
Guitar, and I don't have many lyrics, so we'll see how I go. 2, 3, 4.
Oh, very nice. That's the Swingers from Over the Ditch here at Get This Around the Nation.
From New Zealand.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Done well.
That the Swingers.
Phil Judd.
Phil Judd from the original Split Ends, and then he went off on his own sort of.
Swung out on his own.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. You know, I wish there was more to that story.
Didn't end up in Toto.
He does have a website, actually, and I think a new album that you can only get on his website.
Missed it.
Much missed it. Like our friend Nick Kershaw.
Mr. Kershaw.
I love this.
Feet box.
He's back.
Yeah.
Where did the obsession with Nick Kershaw begin?
I'm not sure.
I was driving in a car with a friend of mine, and it came on, and I suddenly realised that there was three synthesizers being played.
At once,
and there was two instruments that I couldn't name, and it sort of went from there.
In which song?
wouldn't it be good?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
But then wasn't it that you were being told off for doing air keyboards in the car? And he was really angry.
I was.
He comes in one morning and he goes, I got told off for doing air keyboards to Nick Kershaw in the car at the lights.
I was trying to work out the third bit because there's the two. I was happily playing the two.
Yeah.
And then there's a third one. No, that one I'm across.
Right.
It's the other ones when after it first starts.
Oh,
and it's quite a hard rhythm to get.
Are you actually a pianist?
No.
No, so you're actually thinking you're getting them, but you're just fiddling with your fingers.
No,
I mean, I'm not that.
You've hurt his feelings now, Fifi.
I meant, no, I'm sure that...
We don't all have brothers in art rock bands, you know what I mean?
No, I love it.
We're not all getting arias by association, Fifi. You know, I'd like to know what you play exactly, chunk out ears, whatever it is.
What right? do you play?
Well, I did actually train playing the piano for 7 years.
Yeah.
And I can't play, and it all got too much when Keenan, my brother, who is in Augie March, my music teacher learned about him, and he'd left school by then, so she put on a big music concert, and I was the Keenan was the special guest, and he played about 5 songs, and she left me to the very end of the night.
Because you'd done 7 years training.
7 years, and I wiped my hands of her then. I said, I'm done with this piano. You've just completely snubbed me and chosen my brother over me.
Okay.
And therefore his career took off, and mine ended up here.
So here, let me get this right. You've got one of the great pianists of the last century, Count Basie. Mm. Not one day's training.
What are you talking about?
Really?
Never learned to play.
How do you learn?
He just locked himself in a room with the piano and stabbed away at a few keys and...
Fifi Box, 7 years.
I mean, surely you do something.
I can't do it. I can do the beginning to Fur Elise. Da 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 da. And that's it, and I've forgotten the rest.
What were you doing on those 7 years?
I don't know.
Reading the new week.
Yes. You've either got it or you haven't.
That's true.
That's what I think, and I didn't have it.
It does take 7 years to work out whether you got it or you haven't.
Yeah, but so it was well half done. An hour out of a geography class.
That's brilliant. Anyone who can get out of a class.
And then do you remember, you get out of class, you go to do your class. So I do my half-hour piano lesson, and then I knew there was like 45 minutes left in the geography class.
Feet.
But you just go and sit under the stairs in the courtyard.
Yeah, that's a good one. My one was, because I had phys ed, what was all that about? Moving around.
How did you get out of phys ed?
I just went to the other phys ed class's teacher, and this was how simple it was, and told him that I'd been transferred to his class. No, I told my teacher I'd been transferred to the other one.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's so simple, surely it will never work. And for the whole year, I just hung out in the art room with the nerds. Every phys ed period, no one ever questioned it.
I did the same thing with school sport. After my second year of high school, I worked out that if I told 3 different sporting teachers that I had joined their group, that I was joining another group, then none of them would ever check. And even if 2 of them checked, there would still be 1 left over. I never went to sport again.
Brilliant.
That's amazing.
First thing ever.
That's similar to my scam.
Yeah, it
is.
Brilliant. Super Nintendo was the winner.
Isn't it amazing how many things that Ed and I have in common?
I know, very surprising.
Same way of getting out of
sport
at school,
mm-hmm.
Obsession with Null and I,
mm-hmm.
and no known parents.
No.
It's amazing. We have so much in common. And, of course, we love to hear John Howard falling off a cliff.
The Labor Party says,
That is now ringtone on our website for the many people who have asked for it, including Ben. Oh, and listen to this for a sad email. Benji Fraser from Melbourne.
Hey, Benji.
Is telling us that the shop that we talked about for many years on radio and indeed on The Late Show on television, Stacks of Slacks, is closing down. What is that about?
Lack of interest in slacks.
That can't be right.
It is.
That'll be a good 15 years it's been going.
Yeah.
Do they sell anything apart from slacks?
No. they've put all their eggs in the slack basket. I should say that. It is called Stacks of Slacks, and it's not just a clever name. I mean...
But see, no one's wearing slacks anymore.
What is a slack?
People are wearing your cargos and your 3/4s, but not your slacks.
What's a slack?
Your polyester pant.
Oh, with a ridge down the middle?
Maybe with a bit of golfing sort of gear.
Yeah.
Maybe. I would have thought with all this sort of Andre 3000 pimping sort of look. Plaid was coming back in a big way for a second
It was trying. It was trying to push through.
And if it's in Oakley in Melbourne, if you're visiting. And I'm not sure if this place is still there, just a few doors up, the Steak Bank. It's a steak restaurant in an old bank. Isn't that great? That's really, I feel hungry when I think about going to the bank.
The steak bank.
The Hung Long Bakery, which is a delicious bakery.
Is that still going?
Near where I lived in Sydney. Delicious. Yeah, yeah.
How's the place actually on the corner here up the road? Mm. The light shop that's been there for about 20 years.
Yes.
But have you noticed it's been closing down for the last five?
Oh, they're always doing that.
It's a closing down sale that never ends.
No, yeah,
it was due to a shipping error, apparently. And then what's... Oh, and the other day on the show, we were talking about the chicken machine.
Oh, yeah.
A rather disturbingly named, you know, chickens on a rotisserie shop.
Yeah.
Drove past the other day. They've changed it.
What's it called?
It's now the Chicken Specialist. And you can see they've kind of not quite matched the font.
Still read it?
Yeah, you can see it's slightly a newer cut. The Specialist doesn't quite cover the machine. Is that us? Did we do that? Did we affect real change here on Get This for once?
Oh, my goodness.
People say we're not taking global warming seriously enough.
It started.
But we've made them change the name of that chicken shop.
I'd love to talk to the chicken machinists, now the Chicken Specialists, because I reckon the sales would have gone up.
Yeah.
With a chicken specialist.
Thanks to us.
Yeah, I think that if you call yourself any kind of specialist, people just assume that it's good.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's been due to us. Profits are going up.
Yeah.
Well, where's our skim? I want my skim.
You want your envelopes?
Okay, I want my envelopes. I'll send Paulie down from the bar to Bing. Hey, what we're doing here is not going up Talkback Mountain. Ed Cavalier needs a new flatmate, Fifi. Yeah.
I can't believe this, Ed, that you would have trouble finding a flatmate.
No, it's tougher than you think.
Oh, let's get the segment started.
Okay.
Let's find a flatmate for Ed Cavalier.
Come and knock on our door.
Oh, yeah.
Knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Well, this is our
brought to you by Stacks of Slacks. What is the story? You've already got the genius guy.
Category one genius, John, who yesterday was lauding the praises of dry cleaning. He came in with his suit and he went, yeah, you guys know about dry cleaning? So, yeah, I think I'm across it. He goes, look at these pants, look at these suit pants. Covered in mud they were, covered in mud. So why were they covered in mud, John? Oh, I crawled home through a footy paddock.
Hey, John, he was applying to be your flatmate.
No, he's
the kind of talent you're going to be hanging out with.
Myself, category one genius, John.
Yes.
Both of us fantastic table tennis players.
Mm. Yeah.
And now our other flatmate, Kelsey, has chosen not to. She's decided, obviously, we're all going to move out together, go to a new place, a nicer place, because we don't have a dishwasher or a washing machine.
Yeah.
Carpet's a bit dodgy. You know,
you're being expected to bring along a lot of stuff
moving
in here.
Yeah, this is all part of the criteria, right? But so she's decided she doesn't want to live with us. She wants to live with other people. So now John and I need somebody else.
Maybe we need to, before we actually look for a candidate, we need to look at why Kelsey doesn't want to live with you anymore.
Yeah. Why is she leaving?
No, she's got she promised a friend that she'd live, like a girlfriend that she'd live with her.
Okay.
So it's not us.
Is it anything to do with how you eat a lot?
Yeah.
Do you have fridge? I imagine with your flatmate scenario, you might have fridge issues.
No, see, the problem is if I get home late, then I'm going to eat their food.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd be a food eater. I knew you'd be a food fridge stealer.
I can't help it.
I know you can't. I've watched you.
But
I want to help it.
Ed is good when you need a jar opened.
I'm very good.
He's very good.
I've already opened it and eaten most of it.
That's right. That's true. So what? I mean,
so we need some criteria.
But firstly, you're not making a very good ad for this joint. You're not going to have any food left.
No, look, it's going to be...
And there's a bloke who's startled by mud. What else? What are the upside of this?
And you'd hog the couch, because you're so large.
I don't hog the couch.
You sure? If you were reclining, no one else could sit down.
I often lie on the ground.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll shove over. I'll shove over a bit. If you make the hand gestures, I'll shove over so you can sit down.
But you wouldn't want a little person, because they'd feel overshadowed by you.
Wouldn't they feel safe?
Yeah.
And the other problem is that we lose keys. There was a period of about 2 weeks where all three of us had lost the keys to our house, so none of us could get inside the house.
I feel safe. I'm still back with that. Because I did for the first 3 months of this show, no one knew who Ed was, and everyone in the sales department just thought I'd hired a bodyguard. This hulking guy following me everywhere. So that's a good look. Okay, there's some pluses in there.
So there we go.
Yeah.
You'll feel safe.
Uh-huh.
I didn't lose my key. It got nicked out of the mailbox, so that's why I didn't lose a key. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I often go to the supermarket to get food, so there's often food around.
He's good at miming to mid-80s synth pop classics.
I'm quite good at, I'm quite good at...
Table tennis?
I'm quite good at table tennis.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I'm good at table tennis. There's not like a parade of floozies coming in and out.
Oh, and you can do some charades or a little bit of theatre sport action if people are bored and the electricity goes off.
If people want to play, you thank God you're here at home, I'm good for that. You know, I'll get Dan and Nikki around and Heidi and we'll crack out a scenario. That's cool. So these are all pluses.
And
you know?
No parade of floozies.
No that? Parade of floozies. You're not even a dribble of floozies, you know, not even a trickle of floozies. It's you know, it's all above board.
Okay.
So this is what that's what John and I are offering.
Any comments from you, Mr. Martin? I mean,
do I want to live with Ed?
Oh, hang on, that's an interesting idea.
Could that work?
Yeah.
He's a bit of a nerd, you know what I mean? Like we're a bit cool.
Is the unspoken thing here that you're looking for a woman to be in this situation?
No, we don't care. John and I don't care. We have very strict criteria. Must like table tennis. John's going to have a cat called Ken, so they must like cats. What was the other one? Oh, they'd be good if they've got, like, if they often go to the supermarket, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, do the shopping?
The bit earlier that you said you did it was just to impress women listening.
Come on, shush. And then pay their rent, that's okay. And then that's probably it, I reckon.
All right, do you fill the bill?
Oh, and no, like, and no people that do come home and say things like, I watched A Current Affair yesterday, and did you know how much bacteria is in food? It was actually really shocking. Yeah. None of that.
No.
No telling me what A Current Affair said as if it's facts.
Call us now if you are the candidate to live with Ed Cavalli and some other bloke.
Category 1 genius, John.
Call us now, 133353.
Come and dance on our floor.
According to Rob Thomas, it's Get This Around the Nation. Fifi Box is with us and we're trying to find a flatmate for Ed Cavalli. It'll be just like living in Man About the House. There'll be three pairs of underpants hanging on a clothesline every morning.
Yeah, we don't have a clothesline.
And someone's ass wobbling away from the camera while their name is supered up.
I'm into that.
I can see you as Man About the House.
There's going to be some surprise questions. You didn't know that?
Oh, really?
Surprise questions for everyone.
It is now.
Yeah.
And Fifi isn't going to put up with any nonsense. She'll spot someone dodgy.
What about you, Fifi?
To live with you?
Yeah.
I can see so much flashing
across her face then.
At the moment, I'm not looking, but it's good to know that if John, Category 1 Genius, ever leaves, I could fill in for him. But this spot, I won't fill.
Okay.
You're forgetting Mr. Box.
Mullet fame. Sorry. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Mate, what do you got?
Oh, well, I've got the best of Nick Kershaw on CD. Yes, excellent. Got a whole heap of comic books, a whole heap of DVDs. Love doing karaoke.
Do you?
Tell me something. Do you sing in the karaoke bits?
I try to.
Okay, because I can't really sing, so I like to play backup air synth. Yeah. How would that go down? Do you have any numbers that you do that need air synth?
Ooh.
I'm sorry, you've lost out, Luke. Hang on, the answer was, Wouldn't It Be Good by Nick Kershaw.
I should have picked that one.
Luke, you say you've got the best of Nick Kershaw CD.
Yes.
What's it called?
I'm not exactly sure because I ordered it. Now and Then, there we go.
Except that's not really true. Because Now and Then is the one where he just re-records all his old songs.
It's the same.
It's got
17 songs on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be greatest hits.
The essential Nick Kershaw. The essential Nick Kershaw is the one you're looking for.
But look, really? Hey, look, you know what? You can come around. You can come and hang whenever you want. Bring some DVDs.
I like Luke. You're missing Luke out of
No. He's in the shortlist.
Okay,
hello, Jake. How are you?
How you going, boys?
We're excellent. Now, you've got a flatmate, too. You've got to tell us what happened to you. What's happened to your flatmate?
This dude's ready to move in, Dicko. Mm-hmm. We live in a big house. It's nicknamed the mansion.
Mm-hmm. Is that in Sydney?
What's that?
Is it in Sydney, this mansion?
No, it's in Geelong.
Ah, good. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
Different mansion.
Different mansion. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's right down that alley. But he found a condom in a breakfast bowl.
Oh.
I don't know how it got there.
In a bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like he bought some breakfast cereal and there was a condom in the packet. No, it was just in his bowl.
Yes. The other thing is, like, I don't think he's ever seen one before or, like, had to use one. I don't know. He just lost it.
He lost it. What kind of person loses it just because there's a condom in his cornflakes?
Like, it's disgusting, but the funniness outweighs the disgustingness,
I think.
It does, you know?
Yeah, massively.
That's pretty typical of what goes on at the mansion.
All right, you know what, Jake? The man, you got a table tennis table, man?
Yeah.
Whoa! You're top of the list, bro. Stay on the line. Good work. Hello, Bill.
Morning, gentlemen and lady. How are you?
Thank you, Bill.
Good. What's going on? What do you got, Bill?
I am a mean cook. I make a lovely risotto.
Good man.
And I work in the best DVD store ever.
Do you?
Oh. Are you allowed to name it? Or?
Yeah, I can name it. It's called The Movie Reel.
The Movie Reel? R-E-E-L?
Yeah, R-E-E-L. Yeah, good.
Okay, someone comes in, they've got no idea what they want to rent for the weekend. What's your recommendation?
Good work.
Midnight Run.
Oh.
Are you just saying that because that's what I say?
Maybe.
No. Come on, Bill.
All right, second. Body Melt.
The Philip Brophy 1993 weird-ass science fiction thing that was Lisa McCune's first film.
Yes, it was.
Okay, Bill, here we go. Second scenario. A kid walks up who's clearly not 18. He's got a bad moustache and a bad fringe going on, but he wants to rent Scarface and I think it's Terminator 1 that's R-rated as well. Do you let them have it?
If we're talking hypothetical...
No, we're talking it's actually going to happen.
Yep. Yes, because I feel that he needs to see both those films.
Congratulations. Well done, Bill. I'm loving Bill.
Cooks risotto.
Yeah, cooks risotto, not bad. Okay, good work, Bill. Hello, Joel.
Hey, how you going, Ed?
Yeah, good, mate. What do you got to offer?
Peace. Listen, Ed, I believe I have the clincher. The second grade didn't sound too convincing, but I have a table tennis table.
Do you?
Yeah. I certainly do.
Is it competition standard?
It could definitely be the home turf for this tournoi that is yet to be...
Good point, sir.
Yeah, Joel.
Yet to be.
Joel, I can't live with my detractors.
Can I just point out something, Ed, that's sort of gone missing in the last three phone calls? You're not actually looking for a place to live. You're looking for someone to come and live with you.
Yeah, but if they want to bring along accoutrements.
Oh, no, I'll go there. Ditch John, no worries. If the place is good enough, he's out of there.
Freeze company.
Joel.
I also have an old synth, too.
Oh! What? An old synth? Is it a Roland?
I believe it's or maybe a Korg.
Korg?
You've got a synthesizer.
Oh, yes.
Hang on a second.
You can do Dan Hartman's instant replay on a Korg.
Hang on a second, Joel.
If we get three, Ed, you, John, and I, we could perhaps make some sort of Kershaw cover band.
Oh, yes. And Kersh Aid could finally get off the ground.
Do you like cats, Joel?
I love cats.
Joel.
Fake breasts. Are you a fan of fake breasts?
I actually have some of those too.
Wow. You've got everything Ed likes.
Exact. Joel, I think we've got a winner. I don't want to hear any more. So you're saying that we could be playing TT with your fabulous fake rat going, bouncing up and down the other side, and John could be playing delicious Nick Kershaw-style synth in the background?
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
That's the way I want to live.
Would you want to live your life that way, Fifi Box?
I would not like to live my life with synthesizers table. Maybe with you, Joel, but, I mean, I'm sitting next to Ed. He eats everything,
Joel.
Your fridge will be empty.
Yeah, Joel.
He's the largest man I've ever seen. There's no room on the settee for you.
He's learning breakdancing.
Yeah, Joel, do you know how to breakdance, man?
I'll come to the classes with you, mate.
Yeah, you'll be in my crew.
And he eats corrugated iron. So many skills.
That's it. Joel's the winner.
Let's get out of here. We're going to be following this new household with some interest. And Fifi Bob.
Have a dinner party and we'll come over in the first week.
Costume party.
Oh, no. One of those murder mystery parties.
I'm sure nothing will go wrong with you. Fifi, I'm worried in some parts of the country, it's still early in the day.
I know it is.
There are so many things that can go wrong for you.
I know, and I still can't get in my car, so I'll have to get a taxi.
Tread very carefully. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. I loved it.
We love the shebang. It's on in most states in the afternoon. Although in other states where it isn't, there is an equally fine program broadcast. What can you sizzle for today's episode?
Denton! Andrew Denton on the show.
Oh, right. You know what you've got to do? You've got to put your hand on his knee, ask him about his father, and get him to cry.
There
we go. That's what he likes. Give him a taste of his own medicine. All right, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Thanks to all the potential flatmates who called in.
Oh, you're a winner.
And today's key phrase comes courtesy of Matty Dower and our team of lawyers.
Did you see Axel's gear? Allegedly.
Marty saw Axel's gear. Allegedly.
He saw the Axel and the white head. Allegedly. And we'll be back tomorrow to wind up the week with Richard Malloy. That's Roo from Tough Love. Yes. And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Fifi. Sorry, the Vito.